You're listening to the Eagle Curve post-game podcast. It is Tuesday, January 26th, 2016. Significant day, of course, in the hockey world. Wayne Gretzky's 55th birthday, the greatest of all time. And the former coach of the Phoenix Coyotes, now Arizona Coyotes. And the Jets' final game of the first half. I mean, obviously not exactly half, but the first portion of the season, 49th game for the Winnipeg Jets today. And boy, they came out on fire and dominated the Arizona Coyotes from front to back. The final score was 5-2. Could have been 8-0, really. I mean, the Jets were that good. Coyotes looked like they were tired from last night's game in mini with travel. But boy, the Jets were dominant. They had 37 shots. They allowed 34, but, you know, quality of chances there. You know, Arizona had some good quality chances, but the Jets were the better team. And just an exciting atmosphere. You know, the arena really has been down lately, quiet, kind of the lacking the spirit of the previous four years. And, you know, rightfully so, I think, just really not being given anything to cheer about, and just struggling to create energy that wasn't there. Today there was energy, and once the crowd had something to feed off, boy, it got loud in here, and it was in the MTS Center, and it was lively. And a fun game, a real fun game for fans, and a good way for the Jets to go into the All-Star break feeling good about themselves and hoping to, you know, gain some ground, make a run to the playoffs. Not going to be likely, but if you're in that room, you got to give it a shot. You know, of note, of course, is the return of significant players to the lineup. I'd say most notably would be Mark Scheifele, just giving the team needed a boost up the middle. They can't have Blake Wheeler playing the middle. And Brian Little was a question mark. He did play, so Little and Scheifele manning the first two center spots to give the team so much more depth, obviously. And that was a boost. Drew Stafford also came back. He played a chippy, you know, chippy game. He got into it a little bit with Oliver Ekman-Larsson, but a good game overall, a great game overall for the Winnipeg Jets. Let's go through the goals. It was the Nikolaj Ehlers show tonight. The very talented rookie right winger was on fire, and he had three goals. Could have had four or five, frankly, just by the way he was creating. The first goal was scored 6:55 into the first period on the power play. The assists go to Dustin Byfuglien and Blake Wheeler. More of that to come in terms of those two players. This is a rebound on the off wing. So Ehlers, who plays on that off right wing on his left-handed shooting guy, it's a play where you have Myers at the top of the blue, and again, that new formation we spoke about the last podcast. Myers passes over to Wheeler on his off wing. Wheeler takes a shot. Not a great rebound here by the Coyotes netminder, Louis Domingue. And the puck pops out to Ehlers. And when the shot's put on Wheeler, I think what Nicholas Grossman in front of the net thinks that Domingue's going to eat that shot, and he doesn't. So he kind of goes towards the net to try and take Byfuglien and take the front of the net away. And the puck pops out by him. The other Coyote forward, I forget who was on that other side, wasn't able to make up ground. Too much there. Ehlers puts the puck into the net. 1-0 Jets. The crowd gets excited. I mean, there's been so few goals scored for the Jets that the crowd is looking for some energy, and they got it from Ehlers. He scored again less than 7 minutes later, 13:53 of the first period. This goal was even strength. And this is a play where Scheifele gets the puck just in front of the offensive blue line, and Kevin Connaughton, and the Coyotes defensemen weren't making great reads tonight, but Kevin Connaughton pinches. He is apt to do that. Ends up in a 2-on-1. Blake Wheeler passes the puck on his off wing. That was where he was on the first goal. To Nikolaj Ehlers, that's where he was on the first goal. And the puck actually pops up, and it's in the air, and Ehlers bats it out of the air like he's playing for the Toronto Blue Jays. Pass Domingue, 2-0. Place goes nuts. You know, obviously excited for such a beautiful goal, plus Ehlers and the possibility of the hat trick so early in the game. That's Ehlers' 11th goal of the season. Assist to Blake Wheeler, his second assist of the night, and Mark Scheifele. So the Jets go into the end of the first period up 2-0. Again, 11-10 in shots, but they were the better team. There was a fight also early in the game. 4:12 mark, Anthony Peluso and Jared Tenorti, and that wasn't much of a fight, I'll tell you. Anthony Peluso gave this arena a lot of life, and it's probably as loud as you heard it for a fight, and at least one that's kind of contrived, in a little while. And then the crowd certainly fed off that. The other two penalties in that period, we had Mark Stone had a holding and a hooking, one at 1:11, the other at 5:30. And Nikolaj Ehlers took a high sticking penalty with 23 seconds left in the first period. Going into the second period, there's more Jets, and it was Jets, Jets, Jets really all tonight. This is an even strength goal, and I mean, place goes nuts at this goal. This is a terrible goal by Louis Domingue and a smart goal by Dustin Byfuglien. You have Dustin Byfuglien going through the neutral zone. He kind of winds up to take a shot wired around the boards from the neutral zone. He sees Domingue cheating a bit. Domingue kind of goes out to block the puck, you know, behind the net to make it easier on his defenseman. Byfuglien notices that and instead puts the puck on net. Domingue had already lost his balance, tries to make a save with his right pad. The puck slips through. Scores from the middle of the ice on a shot, and the place goes bananas. So shocked that the goal went in. You couldn't see from our angle. You originally couldn't see if the puck went under, went through his pad or not. He actually made kind of hit the puck with his pad, and it trickled in. Terrible goal by Domingue. I mean, you'll see that in the highlight reels for a long time. Jets are up 3-0, and you get the feeling it's the Jets' night. That's Byfuglien's 13th at 6 minutes into the second, so his 13th of the year. Assist to Chris Thorburn, his third assist of the year. And 8.5 minutes later, 8:31 to be more specific, at even strength, Nikolaj Ehlers gets the hat trick on his 12th goal, of course, of the season, assist to Blake Wheeler. That's his third assist, Blake Wheeler's, of the night. And the hats come out, and the place goes nuts. Blake Wheeler here, you know, and does a Blake Wheeler and Nikolaj Ehlers, what you saw is them making plays from similar positions. And here, Blake Wheeler comes out of the corner, the left corner in the offensive zone, and he makes a pass to Ehlers, again, on the right side, playing on his off wing. And Ehlers does a really nice job here to get about a half a step or step away from Mark Stone. And he backs up off Mark Stone, and he gives himself enough time to shoot. Stone kind of goes down to try and get in the way of the shot, but Ehlers puts it top corner, and that's it. I mean, you get the hat trick here at home, not even in the third period, and then the MTS Center is going bonkers, 4-0 for the Jets. Really game over at that point. Domingue had lost his confidence, certainly after that third goal, and Ehlers peppered him. Domingue didn't last past the end of the second period. He was replaced at the end of the second with Anders Lindbäck, who, I'll tell you, Domingue has had some solid numbers, but Anders Lindbäck isn't exactly somebody to write home about. Domingue's final line was 5 goals on 25 shots. We'll get into the last goal in a second. And actually, Lindbäck pitched a quote-unquote shutout, but in a meaningless third period, really. The Coyotes did get on the board a minute and 9 seconds after Ehlers posted the hat-trick. That was a Brad Richardson goal from his fifth of the year from Jordan Martinuk, also at even strength. So the first goal was power play, and the next four were at even strength. On this goal, I mean, the two goals the Jets allowed against were just a result of two guys falling. Martinuk is working hard in this goal in the offensive corner of the left of Hellebuck. He beats Enstrom off the boards, and the puck pops out in front, and Bermistrov is covering Brad Richardson, and Bermistrov just blows a tire. And when he falls, Richardson gets the puck and is unimpeded right in front of the net, and is able to patiently wait out. Connor Hellebuck put it over, I think, his right pad, and it was 4-1. And the building didn't seem too fazed by that. I think everybody knew this game was well in hand. At least you thought. Then it's 4-1, and the Jets take a penalty. Specifically a penalty, Ben Chiarot takes a holding penalty, and only 15 seconds later, Jacob Trouba takes a high-sticking penalty. So the Jets are now up 4-1. It was just 4-0. They're up 4-1, two-man advantage for a minute 45. And what do you know? Tyler Myers makes a pass. Martin Hansel makes a turnover just inside the offensive zone on the 5-on-3. Tyler Myers intercepts a pass, and Dustin Byfuglien sees the chance, and he goes streaking up the middle of the ice, gets a pass from Myers, comes in. Byfuglien, breakaway on a 5-on-3, goes, I think, top blocker, which is Domingue's lefty goalie, top blocker, so the right side, past Domingue, and it's 5-1, excuse me. And if you thought the place went crazy for Ehlers, it went even crazier for Byfuglien, scoring a second goal, 5-on-3. You very rarely see that. And so it was 5, and that was the show, 5-1 for the Jets at the end of the second period. They outshot, they didn't outshoot, it was even, 14-14 shots in that period, but that kind of shows you how deceiving it was. At the end of two periods, Jets up 5-1. Going into the third, it was a throwaway third period. There wasn't much there. Crowd was kind of having fun getting into it, the wave. Arizona did score a goal with 16 seconds left. On this goal, Tyler Myers actually receives a pass from Enstrom in his own zone. He falls over, and Martin Hansel picks up the puck and passes to Anthony Duclair, who puts the puck past Connor Hellebuck, I think, blocker side, for his 13th goal of the season. He was impressive, Duclair. That was a well-deserved goal because he did create a lot of opportunities tonight. But overall, just a great performance for the Winnipeg Jets and the All-Star break. First star of the night was Ehlers' second star was Bufflin. Third star was Blake Wheeler, as picked by Ezra Ginsberg and Dave Manuk. Final line for Connor Hellebuyck: 2 goals allowed on 34 shots. As I mentioned, Domingue, 5 goals allowed on 25 shots. And Lindbäck, 0 goals allowed on 12 shots. In terms of total shots on goal, I mentioned this earlier as well, 37 shots to 34 for the Jets. Jets had 6 penalties. The Coyotes had 5. And penalty minutes were 15-13. Jets had 15. Coyotes had 13 penalty minutes. When you look at some other stats of importance, face-off summary, the Jets were actually beat quite easily in the face-off circle, 62-38 by the Coyotes. With regards to ice time, total ice time, Oliver Ekman-Larsson led the Coyotes, not surprisingly, the 25 minutes and 37 seconds, although he wasn't very effective today and kind of lost his cool a couple of times with Andrew Ladd and Drew Stafford. On the Jets side, Dustin Bufflin, no surprise there. He led the team in ice time on the back end, 23 minutes and 34 seconds. He had 2 goals, 1 assist, 3 points, plus 3, 1 penalty, 2 penalty minutes. Played 16:37 at even strength, 3:02 on the short at shorthanded, and 3:55 power play. So if you look at his stat sheet and you look across to Dustin Bufflin, it's full. Two shots on net, 2 missed shots, 4 hits, 1 giveaway, 2 block shots. I mean, he's like one of those guys in baseball, puts up every single stat. He's like Mike Trout in baseball, if you're a baseball fan. Puts up every category that you need if you're in your hockey pool. In terms of forward logging the most ice time for the Winnipeg Jets, that was, I believe, Andrew Ladd with 19 minutes and 36 seconds. And I thought Andrew Ladd, this was probably his best game I've seen him play in a long time, skating really well into the game, engaging physically. He didn't have any points, but I thought he played a really nice game. And good for him to feel a little better about himself. Fans have been down on him lately. And in terms of the leading ice time, leading skater ice time wise, forward wise, excuse me, for the Arizona Coyotes, Martin Hanzel had 18 minutes and 1 second. I believe that did exceed every other forward for the Arizona Coyotes. So there you have it from MTS Center. Final game before the All-Star break in Nashville. Dustin Bufflin will be there representing the Winnipeg Jets. Jets win 5-2. That's it from MTS Center. We are on the air tomorrow night. NHL this week, 6 p.m. Dave Festchuk's our guest, and I believe we're hoping to have Ray Ferraro on, of course, of TSN. Festchuk is a Toronto star, so we'll hopefully see you tomorrow night. That's it from here at MTS Center. Thanks.